My guest on the program this evening is Erin Gee, spelled G-E-E. She is one of the two guest composers who will be part of the Mizzou International Composers Festival coming up the last week in July, right here in our fair city. One of her works in the Mouthpiece series will be premiered by Alarm Will Sound at the festival. Erin will be coming to Columbia after a performance at the Tanglewood Festival just a few days before. Erin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Over the last several years, you have developed a series called Mouthpiece. What's that about?
The Mouthpieces actually started as a solo piece for voice, a very short piece. They're now numbered, but this was the first Mouthpiece, so no number. I had no thoughts of a series at that point, but I was asked to write a piece for solo voice for a class in graduate school at the University of Iowa. And I was inspired by pieces by Ligeti and Berio that did not use text, no sort of written language. And but I was also looking for a kind of a way to express that moved away from heightened emotion and sort of removed in some ways like a character or a sort of a dramatic representation of a soloist. So in some ways I was really looking for a more instrumental, just a purely kind of instrumental abstract use of the voice. And I just started by experimenting on my own voice. This is what I had. So I had a little recording device and would record small fragments of slightly, you know, improvised sound, but quite fast. I was looking for a kind of virtuosity as well, different kinds of percussion sounds and so on. And so I would, and I tried to make them so difficult that I would have to relearn them from the recording. I couldn't actually just repeat them. So I relearn them, sort of edit them. And that's how it began. And I didn't have a really good notation system in the beginning. And that developed over time. But in the beginning, it was really sort of just experimentation with my own voice with this recording device.
That's the voice of Erin Gee. She's a guest composer, will be here in Columbia, and will debut the next in one of her series called Mouthpiece, which from your bio talks about how Gee's Mouthpiece series began as one piece for solo voice, which you began performing as a graduate student and has grown to over 25 works for orchestra, opera, vocal ensemble, large chamber ensemble, and string quartet. So there's a common thread within the Mouthpiece series. Is that it? And that's just to deliver vocal music using different techniques, but not necessarily commonly understood language.
Exactly. So definitely no text, you know, that one can understand, no semantic text is sort of how I like to phrase it, and a kind of instrumental interweaving so that the voice is sort of reflected and refracted in the instruments. So the instruments are imitating the vocal sounds. And the voice is also imitating instrumental sounds. And at some point, the voice itself kind of dives down within the texture of the instruments. And you can barely sort of negotiate where actually the voice is within the texture, you know, and then it sort of pops up again. So this, it's not purely a kind of soloistic representation, but also kind of an instrumental line that can kind of dive within the ensemble and then emerge again.
We'll hear one of the Mouthpiece works coming up next, and you can also go to our website, muclassical.org, and see a video of Erin Gee performing one of her Mouthpiece works. It's definitely a visual art, and to see it helped me to get it, and seeing it live in person performed by Alarm Will Sound will help even more. Erin will be at the Mizzou International Composers Festival the last week in July here in Columbia at the Missouri Theater.
Wix me, and then a 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 wix me, and then